Access approved.
Hey everyone, Star Master Jeff here, and welcome back to the Star Master Log. Starting with this episode, we're going to be doing something a little bit different with the SML. We're going to be having a simple conversation between me and one rotating cast member. We're going to be talking through the session a week after it drops. And today I'm joined by Stephanie, who plays Haley with two Ys, sometimes one Y. We're all still a bit confused about that. And we're talking about Rock Tumor, also known as the ISO episode or the first episode in Spigot. If you haven't listened to it yet, go do that first, because what follows is going to be a spoiler conversation. You have been warned. Stephanie.
Hello. Go listen.
Welcome.
Hello.
So you just re-listened to the episode, and yes. It's one that we played a few months ago because we have such a big backlog of things that we've recorded. What was your kind of first impressions going back and listening to an episode that you haven't really thought about in a couple months?
It was a lot of fun listening back through this episode, especially because what's most recent to me is I'm working through Haley with two Ys and Haley with one Y is still an ongoing like conversation. We've just really started to figure out Haley with one Y versus Haley with two Ys. And now we're being introduced to more characters immediately who know Haley with one Y. So it was really interesting to listen to how I handled that a few months ago versus how I handle it now.
That's really interesting because in this episode, Rock Tumor, Haley, towards the beginning of the episode, actually says, I don't necessarily like what I'm remembering.
Yes. So Haley with two Ys, the way that I always envisioned her is she had a very like rose-colored glasses version of what her sister did. Haley with one Y. She's a member of the Corpo Military. She's a leader of the clones. She is not going to necessarily be a great person. She had to sacrifice any morals that Haley with two Ys thinks that she had to be able to do her job effectively and to be successful at it, which she was. And so Haley with two Ys, she's getting this other perspective coming to her of, oh, here's the hard stuff of this job, not just the beautiful things you might remember of it. And Haley with two Ys has done a very good job in her memories of ignoring or glossing over the dark parts of their work. And going back to one of those Patreon posts about Haley's first mission, she's describing this trip she took that took her to this gorgeous planet that was full of alien life, alien plants that she had never seen before. And just her being like in awe of that and having that be in contrast to the actual goal of her mission, which was to help harvest this planet of its resources and help the scientists figure out where to land, where to do this work. What we see in the episodes themselves, in the sessions themselves, is like, oh, they were helping out rebels and whatnot. But who was that in service for? A corpo. While we might not necessarily be addressing that, because like in the podcast specifically with, you know, with Robert and Haley, that's the reality of what they were doing.
Right. And now with Haley with two Ys, she's fairly anti-corporate, even though Haley with one Y was enlisted in the Omnitech Army.
Yes.
So Haley used to be Haley with one Y was a squadron commander of clones. She herself is not a clone. Robert is a clone, and it was a squadron full of people just like Robert, as we heard in his backstory. And in this episode, Rock Tumor, we met ISO, who is a surprise clone that is from the same stock as Robert. And as we were going into that episode, I let you and Doja know that ISO was a Robert clone, but yes, I didn't tell Brian or Scott. So what was it like for you to like kind of hold that in and know something they didn't know?
It was so much fun. I really enjoyed it. The role playing through that was really funny and enjoyable. And, you know, like meeting ISO, being like, oh, we're exploring the side of the clones and what it means to like not be part of the corpo side of it anymore. But having this like RP meta story going on where Doja and I have this like extra layer beyond what Brian and Scott have was so much fun. you know, they're such good role players that getting it, getting to play through that or see how it played out was great.
So listening back over the episode, was there a moment that you feel like if you played it now, 5 months later, would you have played that moment differently? Or do you feel like listening back to it that it's exactly how you think Haley would act even now? Or do you think that she's been changing a lot since that episode?
So for me as a player, when I listen back to episodes, can be simultaneously like frustrating and really exciting. So one of the things that I, when I listen back on episodes, and specifically the beginning of this one, is there is so much more depth that I could add now. And this might just be because of the format, but because of the way that we do this, a lot of the role play, we're coming up with it as we go. And so 6 months later, I'm coming into this with like, there's so much more context I could provide that I've built off the decision making that I made in this episode. If I was to write my own fan fiction about my character, or I guess original fiction, there is so much I'd be layering into what she says here. So there's not really anything that I would change about what my character says or does here. I would just be like so excited to fill in those extra details of tying it back to her experiences that have been either in previous episodes or in those character focuses that we've posted on Patreon. But I think that's just part of us recording something live as it happens versus making a fully edited story where it gets to be completed and then you go back and reiterate something.
Right. Emergent storytelling. Whatever comes out of our mouths and instantly becomes canon.
Yes. And that's been a really big challenge for me because of I'll forget something that I may have said and then I will remember it later. I try to take pretty extensive notes during our sessions of the different actions people might take or different people that come up. I just worry about forgetting things sometimes.
Well, then you're going to hate this next segment.
Yes,
because
okay.
I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions mm-hmm. about Haley, and I need you to answer very quickly, and all of these things are going to instantly become canon.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay.
What's Haley's favorite food?
Sushi.
Oh, first thing.
Actually, sushi is an interesting answer,
you
too.
You gotta do quickly.
Because she likes sushi, but she grew up on a desert planet. How interesting.
Oh, interesting. The second she had sushi, she probably was like, this is gross. You know, sushi's really big on Polyfin.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing Haley would do with 10,000 credits?
Oh my God. She's never seen that much money at once. So the first thing that she would do is go shopping for new like gauntlet sort of things or new armor.
Ooh.
Realize that she can't afford it and then put it into savings and give it to Thorne so he can spend it later.
What's in Haley's bunk that nobody knows about?
Set of Loki Pawn cards, because she is not an accomplished Loki Pawn player. She's not very good at it.
Oh,
but she does keep a deck in her bunk.
Interesting. Why?
The cool kids are off playing Loki Pawn cards and
she wants to be a cool kid.
She wants to be a cool kid.
We're going to do one word for each crewmate. Give me one word for Thorn.
Cool.
Felix.
Dorky.
Robert.
A friend. Friend.
Froggy.
Oh, no. Wrinkly.
Wrinkly?
Wrinkly. I imagine his forehead being very scrunched and him having like those worry lines.
How about Voss?
Round.
Round.
Round. Just round.
What is Haley's most prized possession?
Honestly, it's probably going to be her compad. Because it is something that Haley with two Y's is, it's her sister's. It is her sister's old, ancient, broken compad, which is why it does not work and why Haley clings to it so hard.
What is your favorite planet that Haley's been to? And then which planet is Haley's favorite planet?
Sibilant sucks.
Is that your most hated for both you and Haley?
I think so. Well, not for me necessarily. I thought Sibilant was really fun because I just loved all the segments about finding more about the Untethered. The Felix going into like the pool is probably one of my favorite segments of the show. And that whole discussion and discovery of like what's going on. That whole discussion he had with Boss that episode, I really loved. So I really loved that as a player. in character, hates Sivalyn because she had a previous mission there and she wants to be gone. She really loved Kabiri 4. It was a little bit run down, but she really loved Rogers, which is why she also brings up Rogers in this most recent episode.
Yes. I was going to say, in this episode, you're like, you've got to tell Rogers about this place. It's another shitty bar. Well,
it's this whole through line I really like about Haley is that she always is focused on family. I remember when we're on Wafisa, we go to that abandoned house and there's that recipe book that I get fixated on for like a whole episode and that I just wouldn't let die.
Yeah, the Harlow family recipe book.
Yeah, the Harlow family recipe book that Haley has now been carting around space with like the same way that the team treasures the Aurora. She has this recipe book.
So moving into the next session, the next episode, episode 26. The group is now going to be trying to figure out what's going on with this assassination attempt, as well as trying to figure out how to acquire the black market ownership module over at Helium Dock 7. So moving into episode 26, if you put yourself back into Haley, what do you think that she was most concerned about going into this next session?
What Haley's really worried about going into the next episode and what she's kind of just is going on in her mind right now is, we have these really urgent things we have to take care of. The ownership module is number one. And she's, despite getting all this information of, oh, there are suddenly these like calcifications in your brain. We don't know what it means. We are meeting like other clones and whatnot. And there's these increasingly complicated relationships that we're having with everyone around us. But she has to keep moving forward. And that's something that I've kind of really tried to emphasize with Haley is that ultimately she just will keep moving forward until she can't do it anymore, which is kind of a little bit destructive and probably not the best for the team at times. But it is coming kind of like to a head here, especially early on. She got to the brink of death quite often, but she always bounces back. She suddenly has these new powers. We don't have time to figure it out. So she's increasingly concerned about it in the back of her head, but really leaning on, we have to keep moving forward and things have been okay. She is still able to function.
I think that's part of Haley's mantra, is got to keep moving forward.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, what is next?
Right. And we heard it at the end of Haley's focus episode, her dream sequence episode. At the end, Haley's like, what happens if I hug you, to her dream self? And she's like, I don't know, but we'll find out together. And Haley says, okay, well, I have to keep moving forward. I can't stay stuck in one place. So let's do this. Is that a Haley with one Y thing or a Haley with two Y thing?
That's definitely a Haley with one Y thing. You know, Haley with two Ys does have rose colored glasses. Haley with one Y had to do a lot of things that honestly, we don't know yet if she was chill with, because I think we haven't really explored the depths of just how cruel the corporations are and how much Haley and Robert participated in being part of like a military corporation and what you might have to really numb yourself to be successful at a job like that. Part of her keep moving forward is like, how do I continue to survive in my own way, given the circumstances around me? And so that's definitely a Haley with one Y, but a huge through line to Haley with two Ys. And Haley with two Ys might be a bit more like jumpy about it because she's very fast to punch things.
Always have to keep moving forward.
Yep.
Right. Scapegoats forever.
Mm-hmm. Scapegoats forever.
Well, Stephanie, that's all my questions I have for you, and that is our time for today. So, Stephanie, thank you so, so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me and, you know, exploring Haley with one Y and Haley with two Ys. I really enjoy where she's going in the story right now, and it's been really fun to have such a significant change in the character.
And I hope that everyone at home enjoyed hearing about Haley. If you have any questions for Stephanie about Haley, you can hit us up on Blue Sky or you can always message me on the Patreon chat. Next time on the Dark Star Adventure Cast, ISO is pissed, and the crew still needs their ownership module stat. With time running out, they desperately attempt to turn the tables on the assassin and run into a face they truly didn't expect to see. So people at home, if you want to get these episodes 2 weeks early, head on over to the Dark Star Adventurecast Patreon at patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast. We really appreciate each and every one of our patrons, especially Brad and Holly, our Scapegoat Syndicate patrons at the highest tier. Big round of applause for them. And thanks so much to all of you for listening. And keep following that signal. Bye.
Bye.
If you want to hear every episode before the public feed, the Patreon is how you do it. $5 a month gets you everything 2 weeks early. The main episodes, the Star Master logs, and even the SWN rules breakdown that Brian records to go with each and every episode. Head on over to patreon.com/darkstaradventurecast, because the next episode is already out. So I wrote a free Stars Without Number one-shot. A research station replaced their medical staff with an AI. The AI's directives were simple. Keep all station staff healthy, minimum cost. So it gassed the crew and induced medical comas. Minimum cost achieved. Your crew docks not knowing any of this. The airlock seals behind you. It's called the Compassionate Algorithm, and you can find it on itch.io. It's my first Stars Without Number adventure, so please leave a rating and review. And thanks for checking it out.